The bases are loaded with the visiting team in the top of the ninth inning. They're down by a run with no one out when the home team manager makes the sign to the bullpen. A door opens in the outfield fence and a confident left-hander makes his walk to the mound. He's been in the situation before, and the partisan crowd breathes a sigh of relief. He makes it to the mound, takes the ball from the manager. He's got this. When the fans hear the opening strains of Molly Hatchet, they know the win is as good as theirs. Music is a large part of almost any sport, from pep bands at high school games to popular songs of the day. It's all part of the modern term, the fan experience. It wasn't always that way. Music was introduced to Major League Baseball in April of 1941, when the Chicago Cubs hired an organist for the team's home opener as a one-day promotion. Fans enjoyed the music so much, the organ remained and remains as part of the atmosphere at Wrigley Field. On this evening in Sioux Falls, the pitcher for the Canaries is taking his warm-up tosses to a Jimi Hendrix song, Purple Haze. The first hitter for the opposing Winnipeg Goldeyes is Tyler Kuhn. The Kentucky native and former member of the Chicago White Sox and Arizona Diamondbacks organizations is 600 miles from the Goldeyes' home base at Shaw Park, so he won't be hearing his walk-up selection this evening.
I come out to Meant to Live by Switchfoot, so I change it every year. I don't really have any particular rhyme or reason behind it, but it's just kind of what I'm into at the time, and I've seen Switchfoot live, and they were awesome live, and the Meant to Live song is a song that some people know. I feel like a lot of people know the beat to it, so it's, you know, hopefully people enjoy it.
That's the crowd.
The Goldeyes, named for a fish native to Lake Winnipeg in Canada, score one time in the first inning. Then it's the Canaries' turn to hit, with Steve Tinoco leading off. He's from one of the most exclusive communities in the U.S., the gated community of Cototacaza, California.
It's California Dreaming by Kid Ink, and, you know, it has rhythm to it, it has a beat, and that's what I look for in music. And, you know, going up to a bat and everything, I like feeling that rhythm and taking it into the batter's box. So, I mean, that works for me, but a lot of guys like hard rock to get pumped up or amped up. A lot of guys like, you know, some type of techno or, you know, Latin music. It just really depends on their preference and what they feel and how they can move that into the batter's box.
Tinoco says he won't hesitate to change his music if he feels the need.
A lot of superstition, honestly. A couple bad games in a row or, you know, just that feeling of time to change, you know, something that, you know, feel like something needs to change. And I'd say just mostly superstition, though.
One member of the Sioux Falls team is happy with the song that accompanies him to the plate. Canaries radio broadcaster J.J. Hartigan explains.
He goes up there pretty much with the same song every day. It's Little John, Turned Down for What. It's kind of a popular high-energy song, and for whatever reason, he really likes that one. It seems to get the crowd pretty excited, too, and so that's a fun one, although I've heard it enough times now where it's like, oh, there it is again.
Kevin Dultz likes the music and says he plans to use it for at least a while longer.
You know, the first time I heard that song, I was actually in Vegas, and, you know, it just stood out to me. I'm a live person. I always go hard, always hustle. And that song's about, you know, why would you turn down? Why would you, you know, shut off your motivation? You know, keep going hard all the time. So I like that. You know, it gets the crowd going and just gives me a little extra motivation to try to keep going and, you know, just play as hard as I can go.
It's up to the players, for the most part, to choose their music, but J.J. Hartigan says they need to keep it in line with the family atmosphere at the stadium known as the Birdcage.
They try to keep it as friendly as they can, knowing that there's a lot of kids, and they're the heroes for these kids. You know, if they see this batter walk up with that song, they want to make sure that they're emulating them. And so I think these guys go out there with the mindset, well, if these kids are watching and seeing what we do and listening to what we listen to, we better make sure that we're setting a good example, too.
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
As the hitters have their favorite songs to perform to, some pitchers use their own songs as well. Charlie Sheen's character in the movie Major League, Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn, had an obvious choice to enter the game to. But Hartigan says the American Association doesn't have a lot of specific songs for pitchers.
Walk-up songs are primarily used for hitters, but obviously we've got the closers who will come in every once in a while, and they like to get that little pump-up before they throw their first pitch in the ninth inning or whatever. But for the most part, I've noticed it more so with the hitters than actually the pitchers.
Whether it's superstition, a boost at the plate or the mound, or a song that celebrates a player's heritage, these short snippets of song have become an important part of the soundtrack of a night at the ballpark. Before we go, in case you wonder how it went for the reliever who came in the ninth inning at the beginning of our story, the guy who entered the game with the bases loaded and no one out.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but
two strikeouts and a fly ball later, the game is over and the home team is a winner. The victors shake hands all around, and the relief pitcher who saved the day does what he always does after a tight ball game. I wake up from the dream and go to work. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbold.